Al Waller here, and it is a new year. So we all have those New Year's resolutions on our minds, right? Especially when it comes to eating healthier. Now, sacrificing our favorite foods is never a fun part as far as dieting goes, but maybe there's a way around that. On today's episode of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, we have Hector De La Torre, Executive Director of Transamerica Center for Health Studies, talking about getting started on healthy eating this year, but without missing out on delicious foods either. Hector, thanks for being here. So what's cooking over at TCHS?
Well, we're back at it again this year, Al, with another edition of our free Healthier Traditions cookbook, focusing on healthy Italian recipes this year. Every cookbook we have, and this is our fourth now, tries to give folks a reason to eat healthier while still enjoying their favorite foods. These recipes are based on a simple concept, the same dishes that we have always enjoyed with the few ingredient substitutions to make them healthier, and but not a completely made-up dish. My favorite example is kale taco salad. You know, that's not something that exists. It sounds healthy, but it's not what people are used to and not what people want.
Healthier versions of Italian food? Well, you've got my attention. I mean, with all the sauce and cheese and meats found in most Italian dishes, how did you manage to make it into a healthier option?
Well, yeah. For example, we have a bolognese that still uses some meat, but lentils cut in for half of the texture of that dish. So you still have the traditional flavors of the meat and cheese in a regular bolognese, but those lentils add protein and fiber at the same time, keeping you just as full and satisfied.
Well, that sounds pretty good to me. So what are some of the recipes you have? And for those counting calories and needing nutrition measurements, how can folks keep track with these dishes?
This year, we have 18 Italian recipes, all tested and crafted by registered dietitians who made, again, simple substitutions to traditional Italian dishes. And each recipe details the calories, fat, sodium, carbohydrates, fiber, sugar, and protein per serving. As always, we highlight some of these key substitutions in our cookbook, like using nutrient-dense farro instead of white rice in an Italian mushroom risotto, a pesto pizza made with garbanzo bean flour that is higher in protein than regular flour, and baking cannolis instead of frying them because we couldn't forget a healthier dessert. These healthy footnotes can help people incorporate healthier substitutions in their regular diets and know exactly what they are eating.
Well, Hector, thanks again for stopping by. I can't wait to have my cannoli and eat it too. And for more information, please visit transamericacenterhealthstudies.org under the Health and Wellness tab, and be sure to download the free Healthy Italian Cookbook and browse the previous Healthier Traditions Cookbook too. This has been another episode of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the nonprofit Transamerica Institute. Until the next time, I'm Al Waller with WYPR.